She knows what you got from your matchy ball to the chicken in the pot. Chicken in the pot. Chicken in the pot.
All right, going super old school for our music this morning for Feed the Resistance. That goes all the way back to 1979. The artist is Ricky Lee Jones, and the song is called Danny's All-Star Joint. I just love the line about the chicken in the pot. Had
Heck
to play
yes.
that for today. Yeah. Welcome. Dee's got the beer. I've got the food. It's time to Feed the Resistance. The story behind this one goes back several months.
Okay.
I was walking down King Street, and the marquee at the Majestic Theater said, eat the three-cup chicken at Nat Spiel. Hashtag buy local.
Okay.
I had no idea what three-cup chicken was, so I had to, A, look that up, but
right.
B, eat the three-cup chicken at Nat Spiel. It was very good.
I bet it was.
And then I had to find myself a recipe for that.
Okay.
Now, more to the story. First of all, I found several recipes, and one of the recipes that I found, it told where the name three-cup chicken came from, and basically it refers to the three main ingredients in the sauce. That'd be sesame oil, Chinese rice wine, and soy sauce. The Chinese rice wine was listed as what I read as Shoxing wine.
Okay.
S-H-A-O-X-I-N-G. And so I looked all over the place and couldn't find it, and finally found another recipe that had an alternative. So I tried that, and it worked. So this time I had to find Shoxing wine.
Yeah.
Looked everywhere again. Several liquor stores, asked them, you know, what this is. No one knew. Finally, someone said, why don't you go to an Asian market? So I went to an Asian market, and I found it, and it's not Shoxing wine.
Okay, what is that?
Shaoxing.
Okay, well, you were close.
It's two words, Shaoxing. So I wasn't even looking for the right thing. The bottle's there in front of you. If you want to take a little whiff of that, don't drink it. That whole bottle cost me $2.09.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
So you can imagine that's not drinking wine. That's cooking wine. That is definitely cooking wine. So
that'd be a hard chug.
That would be a real hard chug. Remember the shot you gave me on St. Patrick's Day?
Yes.
This would be worse.
Oh, memories.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, I made it up, and I think it turned out pretty good. I like the flavors that come out of this, especially weird wine.
Yeah. Well, and I love the fresh basil on there. Obviously, anytime you can add the fresh herbs onto a dish, it makes a heck of a difference.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, it's basically, it's chicken in this sauce that's made of sesame oil, the rice wine, and the soy sauce in equal parts. That's why it's three cups.
Oh, perfect.
Three equal cups. Another recipe I found said that way back when they made massive, massive amounts of this, and they literally used a cup of each of these.
Yeah.
These days, you don't make that massive amount, and the recipe called for like a tablespoon and a half.
Okay, got it. What
are we pairing this with today?
So we're pairing this with a beer from Bell's. It's called No Yeah, which obviously being in Wisconsin, you're familiar with the phrase No Yeah.
Yeah.
And then on the side of the can, I love it. It's got a bunch of Midwest sayings. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, no, for sure. So I thought since we're going international with our dish, let's try to keep it Midwest with our beer, right?
Let's do that. Yeah. So let's give a try to this whole thing, see how they go together. Mm. Chicken's actually kind of mild.
Yeah.
You know, which I wouldn't really expect with what the sauce is, but
right. It's very tasty though.
And as usual, you did a fine job of pairing it.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean they say it's an easy drinking golden ale, and I figured let's let the food be the star of the show here. Just a nice, crisp beer to kind of cleanse the palate a little bit, and it would go great with the fresh basil, and it's a wonderful match.
Oh, and my normal, you know, whining about having to reheat things in the microwave takes yet another step here this week because I screwed up and I made this for dinner on Wednesday night instead of Thursday night. So it's been sitting in the fridge for 2 days on top of the fact that I had to heat it in the microwave.
Wow, but then it gets to marinate in the sauce a little
okay,
more.
Okay, all right, I'll give you that. All right, the dish is three-cup chicken, not the three-cup chicken from Nat Spiel, but if you want to try three-cup chicken, that's the place to try it.
Heck yeah. The beer is from Bell's. It's No Yeah.
I love that. We cook, we eat, we drink, we feed the resistance every Friday, right about this time on Madison's Alternative 106.7, The Resistance.